Hey there, homeschool mama. Welcome back to Tween Talk Voice Notes. I'm Marina Joy, and today we're diving into something that I know keeps many of you up at night, dealing with those big, overwhelming emotions that come with homeschooling tweens. Now, if you've been homeschooling for a while, you know that the academics, you can figure those out. It's all the emotional drama that surrounds the homeschooling experience that can really throw you for a loop. Your tween probably hasn't learned how to totally regulate their emotions yet. Highly unlikely. It's a skill they're still developing. In fact, it's a skill that we continue to develop. And perhaps you've discovered they know how to push your buttons. Perhaps you've discovered they have figured out how to trigger some things that maybe you have still had to learn how to regulate. And that's pretty normal. I found that homeschooling was a very sanctifying process, meaning a process of continual growth and refinement for me, not just for them. So helping your tween might dredge up some emotions from your childhood that play into how you handle theirs. No judgment here. Zero. Absolutely zero. That's simply a statement of fact. But once you can look at emotions objectively, then you can make a plan for helping your tween deal with those emotions without making it about the issues that you are still working through. I know this was a difficult one for me. I saw my girls going through things that triggered things that I still needed to work on. And that can get messy. And unless you had a perfect childhood, and I'm gonna guess that you didn't, you probably need to do some of that emotional work too. Need to process your own feelings, have a handle on regulating your own emotions, because that will probably be the most challenging aspect of homeschooling. So an important principle that I learned over time and needed to continually remind myself is that I need to be the parent. I am not their friend. My baggage and emotional stuff that I need to deal with, I need to deal with that separate from when I'm dealing with my kids. It took me a while to get that sorted out. So if that helps you, I'm very glad. They have got enough stuff going on, so they don't need to hear about what's going on emotionally with you. However, it's not like you can never share anything with your tween. You want to come to them from a place of empathy, and you have a wealth of knowledge and experiences, and you have gone through emotional things, healed from emotional things, dealt with some of these stressful emotional things that they're dealing with. And I once heard somebody say that you can share your experiences where you have a scar, but if it's still a wound that's emotionally bleeding or just scabbed over, so to speak, you're not ready to share it. Now, they were talking about public speaking and sharing with the world, but I think it applies here as well. So if you're still recovering from some childhood trauma that you're processing, it's not the right time to share it with your tween. But if you have something that you have worked through, maybe you struggled because for example, I struggled with math for a long time. It wasn't until I hit adulthood that math started clicking for me. But in high school, it was challenging. It was good all through elementary, then I hit junior high, and what even happened? All of a sudden, I felt like I knew nothing. Now, this is a scar. It's not a scab. So I can share that. I can have empathy because of that situation and how I dealt with it and so on and so forth. But if it was something that I'm still struggling with, I wouldn't want to share that story. The other thing that I wish I would have learned earlier that perhaps will be helpful for you, and I'm just going to take a sip of my tea. Hopefully you have a beverage while you're listening and can enjoy it hot the whole way through. So another thing I wish I would have learned earlier that maybe it will help you is how to or when to share that with your tween. Now, she was, again, talking in a business context, but I think it still applies in that if your tween is sharing something with you, you finally got them to open up a little bit and they say, you know, I just feel really dumb about math. Like, it used to be easy and now I just don't understand this and it's very frustrating and I just don't want to do it. And it would be very easy to come in and say, hey, I used to really struggle with math too. And I sucked, and then I had to do this, and you go on and explain the story. Then immediately it sort of becomes this like one-upmanship. And we want to instead validate their feelings and experience. So what this woman was suggesting, and as I thought it through, I thought, oh, I wish I would have been more aware of this when my girls were younger. So now you get the benefit. So instead of just jumping in with my story, thinking that I'm being empathetic, and my whole goal is that I'm being empathetic, instead of doing that, I take a moment and ask another question relating to that. So they have an opportunity to expand. So they feel like they have been heard. You know, oh, I really feel down, like I used to be good at math and now I just suck at math. And then you can ask a question. It's like, so is it just all math? Or is there something that, you know, is there anything that you're still good at with math? And so you're approaching it with some curiosity, expanding that conversation around their experience. And then if it feels right, after you've explored their experience a little bit, then you might be able to say, I had a similar experience when I was your age. I get it. And you come at it with empathy. And you might say, I struggled for a long time. Like, you don't want to come at it necessarily like, hey, well, you just do this and voila, it's magic and everything works out. Life isn't usually like that. And that's not usually helpful. But if there is something in your story that might be helpful, then after you've explored their story, then share it. Okay, so let's get back to the big feelings. Those big feelings that sort of take over the day. another thing we're going to think about is, if you ask your kid when they're upset, well, what's going on? What's wrong? They might say, I don't know. And it could be completely true. They don't know. There's just a lot of feelings going on that are probably from a bunch of different things, and they might not be able to pinpoint it. So that's okay. And it used to kind of push a big red button for me, and I thought, well, I can't fix it. And then somebody somewhere had said about giving your kids a hug. So I remember the first time I tried this. Not that I never hugged my kids, but hugging them in this situation where they're dealing with the big emotions, and instead of trying to talk them down, just don't say anything and give a hug instead. And I remember saying, can I give you a hug? Or come here, let me give you a hug. and with kindness and compassion, and drew my daughter into my arms and just gave her a hug and zipped my lips, even though I wanted to solve the problem. And I could feel the big emotions sort of deflating and the situation just kind of calming. And we didn't need a big conversation about it. It was just this helping her regulate those emotions, and then we could go on with the day. Now, other times it ended up that there was conversation after, but what I found is instead of me trying to dig it out and like, what's wrong and how can I fix this? If I simply gave a hug for as long as they wanted a hug, and then took the cue from them whether they wanted to talk or just continue on with the day, things went much better. Now, that might be a hard thing, especially if you didn't grow up being allowed to have emotions in your house, if you weren't in a very huggy household. I will say always ask if you can give your kid a hug, and if they say no, just let it be and be in the same space as they are. And the final thing that I want to share that I hope will be helpful is teaching your tween about emotions, like labeling their feelings, because it's pretty hard to talk about something that you don't have a vocabulary around. So if you're feeling a bunch of feelings and then somebody says, well, how are you feeling, or what's going on? You don't even know how to label that. And you don't know how to talk about it. So you just say, well, I don't know. And then it comes across as like you don't want to talk about it, or you're being impertinent or something. So in a time when your tween is not in a heightened emotional state, start talking about what it feels like when you're frustrated. Like, what does it feel like in your body when you're frustrated? What does it look like? Like, what kind of actions come out when you're frustrated? What about when you're angry? And then also, what about when you're feeling excited or joyful or happy? Because some kids, they don't know how to be happy either. Like, we need to normalize that we have feelings. We don't need to necessarily act on those feelings. But what is an appropriate way to manage those feelings? And that will help them self-regulate. Then they can recognize, oh, I'm feeling very frustrated. And if you've talked it through ahead of time and you go, okay, so when you're feeling frustrated, take a, 5-minute walk or do 10 jumping jacks, and then sit down and write down the very next thing you need to do. Or if you're feeling super excited and you just can't sit still, well, what are you going to do with that energy? Maybe go play some loud music and sing. Maybe play a song on the piano. Maybe go run around the block. How are you dealing with that excited energy? So emotions, they're not just negative. Like I said, also, how do you feel when you accomplish something? Here's a big one. So if they do something difficult and they have accomplished something, it's a great time to say, so how are you feeling? Like, this is what it feels like to have accomplished something. What does that feel like in your body? I want you to remember this feeling. Remember how good it feels to have accomplished this thing. Your brain feels happy. You know, your body feels happy. Like, what are those feelings? And then the next time that you're encouraging them to work through a similar thing, remember how good it felt to accomplish that. And so you're training their brain to internalize, like, okay, this is what the feeling feels like. And when they're trying to do a hard thing, we want to pull out that good feeling as a reminder, as motivation to complete the hard thing again. So feelings are not good or bad, they just are, but we do want to teach our tweens to label them, acknowledge them, and we want to help them process it. This is a process for both you and your tween. You're both learning. I get it. I've been there. And this process of learning to manage emotions seems to be ongoing. That's okay. The goal is not perfection. It's progress and it's connection. Connection is so super important. I want to thank you for joining me today on Tween Talk Voice Notes. I hope you have gleaned something practical today for helping your tween deal with some of those big emotional moments as you go through your homeschooling year. You have got this. Your tween is lucky to have a mom who cares enough to learn alongside them, to go through this sanctifying process of dealing with your own stuff while you're helping your kid deal with their stuff so that you can raise a healthy, emotionally confident young person. So until next time, this is Marina Joy reminding you that homeschooling tweens is an adventure, emotions and all, and you have got this.